Good weekend to all of our parishioners at St. Columban and St. Thomas Aquinas, the fourth Sunday in Lent. Laetare Sunday, our fourth Sunday in Lent. I am bummed, I'm sure you're more bummed than I am, that I would not be able to wear the pink, rose, whatever color again. I've never understood what color it is. I think, again, it's pink. Rejoice. Rejoice, Jerusalem. Rejoice, us. What a perfect timing with the Lord during what's going on around the world and with our parish, our community, and so forth. Today, I want to share about kind of thinking in my mind as a marathon in this coronavirus. So I want to start with a reading from Hebrews 12, 1 to 2. It wasn't in the readings in our weekend, but here we go. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings to closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us. You know, I was hearing of that and knowing my experiences in running and marathons, as many of you know, which is crazy. But I think in that image in my mind has been helping me knowing what's going on with this coronavirus. So first, the beginning of a marathon is very interesting. A lot of fun, a lot of experiencing something that for many people is new, and other people have done it before and is pretty excited because you got all these people with you and around you. Now, it's kind of an opposite right now because everybody's hunkering into their houses. But in the same way, there are some silver linings. That's one image I've been thinking too as well. The silver linings around this difficult time right now. But for instance, the first time to be quarantined for many of you, I'm so proud of many of you with you and your family. But that's a new experience, and it might be excited that, hey, I'm with my family, I'm with my kids. Also in our faith, I've seen so much cool things on Facebook with different ways to have mass on FaceTime or on a video or on a link or communicating via the computer or a FaceTime video on Facebook, for instance, to encourage with each other. At the same time, I think about some of those moments and I'm thinking in a race, like, hey, we got a pace here. We got a pace. We want to be with our friends that we're running with, for instance, or excited when we see the fans that are cheering us on. Like, again, with the book in Hebrews, about since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, our saints, our angels, our friends here on earth and in heaven. And then we want to hit a rhythm. We need a rhythm right now because we don't know what date this is when we, for instance, coming back to Mass or coming out of our homes. That's going to take time. Right now, literally for me, and it was hard when I heard the news on last Thursday. It's like 4 days. It feels like it's 3 months. But when we're going through this race, if you will, we have to have a rhythm. And I remember in the first couple days, it was crazy. Just was on Facebook, on the phone, on texting, calling, and thinking about how do we make good decisions in a church, for instance, both on the world side with healthiness and also on the spiritual side with our spiritual lives. And at some point, I said, all right, I got to stop. I got to go pray. I need to go off the computer, off the cell phone. Even as much as I want to help and encourage and evangelize, I too need to be restful. Like in Grandma's Marathon, again, don't look at Duluth. Don't look at the bridge on a beautiful lake. Just look at the ground, look with our loved ones, look at our friends, and go forward. No matter what, keep going forward. Now, throughout the race, you're going to hit different hits. I know one is thinking, oh my gosh, I'm only at mile 6. I have 20 miles left. All right, stop thinking about 6. I'm at 6, I have 20 left. Stop thinking that. Take it minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day. Lock in where we're at. Have a calendar. Have a pile of books. Find ways with, especially you parents. My gosh, I'm so proud of you. Keep doing well so they're busy, 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 busy to get off the finish line. It's a long race again. And then we're gonna hit times where we hit the wall. Same here. When we do hit the wall, we need Jesus, we need our saints, we need our prayers, we need our family, and we want to keep going forward. Then we might have people that are off the trail, if you will, because they're injured or they're, and right there I'm talking about in this coronavirus, were people that are sick and in the hospital. Well, of course, we continue to encourage them. We serve them. We help them in any way we can, especially with prayers. And some people, we do know already, people will die from this. Now, I want to pause there for a second because, yes, we want to pray for them. We always do as Catholics and Christians, those who have died. But I think about this in a bigger picture, too, that I mean, there's one-third of people right now that are hungry and die from that. Malnutrition. Or people that, one-third of the people in the world don't have clean water. Same thing. How many people are dying from that? How many people are dying every year from us in our country for abortion? Or people with different deaths that maybe not as high as the level this year, but still huge with heart diseases, with, I mean, accidents, strokes, so forth and beyond. Now, I also want to say, finally, in one of the readings, our first readings, where God was looking at the next king, David. Not as man sees God, because man sees the appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart. And I think, as this is a tough time, we have so many silver linings. For instance, our prayerfulness. How much time now do we have without sports? Without going to restaurants? Without going around to shop? And we have those times for our physical world that we can be with our loved ones. In our spiritual journey, we're in Lent right now. What a time to be in the desert to have more silence. For you parents, tell your kids, hey, mom, dad, you to our kids, I need 15 minutes because I need to pray. We've been at home for 12 days and I need time to pray. I need to settle down too. I need to be healthy as well. And to know that God knows what's going on with this system right now. And we are not. We're seeing the world side, the science side, which is wonderful, of course. But remember, God is the physician. Jesus Christ is the physician and teacher of all of us. So yes, let's rejoice today. And let's know that we want to pray for the coronavirus, but also trust in God's vision, which is better than ours.